We'll make it special for you. We'll give you our Girl Scout cookies that someone brought in.
Thank you to everyone who has called in this morning and is about to call in right now. 877-500-5266.
You're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. The time is 8 a.m. It's time, as part of KBOO's Winter Drive, we dive into KBOO's past and hear from KBOO staffers and volunteers from the last few decades.
KBOO would like to give a special thank you to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Fried Egg I'm in Love, located at 3549 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard and in Pioneer Square at 780 Southwest Broadway. For more information, go to friedeggiminlove.com. Lunch was provided by Little River Cafe, located in downtown Portland at 315 Southwest Montgomery Street. Serving food made from fresh ingredients, Little River Cafe is open for breakfast and brunch daily from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Dinner was provided by Den Nicolas, located at 3520 Southeast Powell Boulevard. Den Nicolas is an authentic Italian restaurant and has been a Portland institution for over 40 years. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 1-877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm/give right now. Thank you very much.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. The events committee meets the third Monday of every month at 5 o'clock p.m.
First of all, it was kind of mysterious to me and sort of magical that in these little rooms where people sat in front of microphones with stacks of records or control knobs and so on, that this programming came out to the world. And at that time, the studio was in a number of little rooms above Paddy's, a nightclub downtown at Second and Yamhill or something like that, and up a long flight of stairs. It wasn't real big. There were not, at least as my experience, a lot of people around. It wasn't a huge community that I was aware of. But as I was involved over time, I got to know more and more people that all had played a role at that point in the previous 15 years of KBOO's life. People that put up the antenna up on top of the towers up on the hill above the med school.
Right.
And others did programming. Others were fundraising. Some people specialized in one form of music. Carl Lingenfelder exposed me to classical music. In the morning, I especially like coming down and helping him do a pledge shift because I really enjoyed his programming. So it was kind of a magical little world for me to enter into as a lay person, and so I really did enjoy it. Well, I'm Bob Bailey, and I was on the board of directors beginning in 1980 through about 83, and I was here when we built the new building.
I'm Victoria Stapiello at this point in my life. But when I first got involved with KBOO, I was Vicky Tempe. I started volunteering at KBOO in like 76, 77. I was unemployed, and I'd been listening to the station and decided that, you know, I would help however I could. And I started out at the Belmont Street location working with Ed Richter. And there was a volunteer uprising, and a bunch of people ran for the board, and I was one of the people who got elected to the board of directors. So I was on the board of directors for several years. And then in December of 1980, I was hired to be the station manager, and we went over to show the flag with our landlord. This is when we were at downtown, first in the Amhill, and we thought this was a perfunctory meeting for the new KBOO manager to meet the landlord. And at that meeting, he said, well, I'm just going to let you know that when your lease is up in about 18 months, we will not renew your lease. We will extend it for up to 6 months at double the rent. So that was 18 months out. So that put us on a crash course to find new facilities and build them. I thought I was going to go into this role of somehow making KBOO a healthier environment in which people worked and volunteered, and instead I was thrust into basically a crisis.
Well, at the very first board meeting I went to, and I don't recall exactly the date, but the very first board meeting I went to, it was announced that we were going to be losing our lease on Paddy's, on the our studios above Paddy's, and so we would need to be looking for a new space. Questions arose about should we look for another space to lease, because we certainly didn't have any money to buy a building. And that was the other option, was to see if we could figure out a way to raise the money to buy a building, to build a permanent home for the station, so we wouldn't be subject to the whims of landlords and leases. And I think even then we could see the future coming, which is that leases tend to go up when you renew them. And for a station like us, that could be a kiss of death. So Victoria and I, and I'm not sure who, I can't recall the others, but we had a little subcommittee that we formed to look for alternatives. And in shopping around, we decided we would in fact look for a building to buy. And at that time, they were relatively inexpensive, although still for us, it was a big lift.
How did you find 20 Southeast 8th?
Mm-hmm. Well, here's a backstory. My former husband was working half-time. He's a psychologist. He does research on treatment outcomes. And he was working half-time, and he said, I'll take it on. Give me your criteria, board of directors, capital campaign committee. And so one of the criteria was a masonry building that would withstand, you know, noise and jarring from traffic, good access to public transportation, parking if possible, centrally located, because we had people coming from all over the Portland metro area, so we didn't want to be stuck on one side or the other. And he started working with commercial real estate people and just going and looking and looking and looking and looking. And so he'd go and look at the building with the agent and then come back and say, okay, I've got three buildings for you to look at. And then we set up a time and the whole board would go look at the three buildings and say, yes, no, yeah. Firehouse Theater up in North Portland was one of the places we looked at. And I don't remember why it was rejected. I think actually George Page might have said, you don't want to be in North Portland. Too many people are afraid to go to North Portland. So this one came up, and it fit all the criteria. It was an empty warehouse. It's a tilt-up slab concrete construction. And at the time, we thought we could put a second floor on it, because at the time, the seismic standards for earthquake were not as intense as they are now.
We looked at the building we are currently in. We looked at one down further south, down towards Hawthorne, and about 9th or 10th, there was a warehouse building down there that had machine parts and tools in it or something. But the owner of this building made us an offer we really couldn't refuse, which was a lot of deferred payment. He was going to contribute a lot of the cost of the building to the station as a donation. He liked our mission. And so we were able to get into this building, I wouldn't say relatively cheaply, but given at the time, it was a good deal. And we decided to take a chance and to convert the building from what had been, I think, an electrical supply warehouse to studios. I, through my networking through Will Martin's architecture office, met Howard Glazer, who at that time was also a KBOO member, but who was a well-known architect in town. And Howard agreed to gratis to contribute the design drawings and to run the gauntlet with the city to get the construction permits and so on. So we had once we had agreed to amongst the board to enter into this agreement with the owner of the building to buy it, then we needed to actually raise the money to build it. And that became really our overriding obsession for the duration, at least my extent on the board.
In 82, we actually started the construction, spring of 82. It was remarkable. Portland was in a major economic downturn. Big employers like Hyster were laying off people, so was Freightliner. That served KBOO very well because people with high skills that we needed to make this building happen could give their time.
That's where Steve Law and his role as volunteer coordinator came in. He was able to get community members to come in, the trade unions to bring in their, the sheetrockers, apprentices to do things, or the carpenters union to bring in their apprentices to do things. And it was our job to get the materials in place and ready to go so that when those guys came in, they could get her done. Probably the best thing we did, and I'm sure Victoria Stopiello will agree with this, the best thing we did was to look for a project manager who had both architectural skills, understanding, and construction knowledge, and further, working with volunteers. And we ended up with Anthony Stopiello, who I had met when he was working with one of the major architectural firms here in town, and I knew him briefly from that and suggested that he might be somebody that we would want to talk to. Well, as it turns out, Anthony was the perfect fit. He spoke the language of architects and of builders and blueprints, but he was great with the volunteers and getting this place built with a variety of talent and people who came in every day as a volunteer to do certain things, as well as the trade unions bringing in their people and really making it a community effort. But Anthony was on site every single day and really made it go.
Happy Valentine's Day and welcome back to KBOO's Valentine's Day Membership Drive. My name is Ray and I'm here with my friend Linda, and we're here to celebrate 52 years of KBOO bringing you important public affairs programming, music, arts, culture, and right now we're celebrating 38 years in this building, and we're asking you to help us celebrate 38 more by calling us at 877-500-5266, and I'm going to repeat that number, 877-500-5266. We have a cheerful group of early morning volunteers here ready to take your calls. We've already gotten a number. There's another one coming in. Thank you so much. It's important history here. For 38 years, we've been in this building at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. We're here because of member support. Over 80% of our funding comes from your support. Without you, we don't have a radio station. So please pick up the phone, give us a call, 877-500-5266, or go online to kboo.fm, or better still, stop in and visit. Get a look around, 20 Southeast 8th. We'd be glad to share our coffee with you, show you around the studio, and show you where your dollars go. But again, before I turn it over to Linda here, 877-500-5266. Please keep those phones ringing.
Yes, please do. I was listening to what you were hearing. This is Linda here at KBOO on our membership drive. And I was sitting here next to Ray listening to what we were hearing, and it occurred to me that we were hearing the voices of people who not only used their skills, as woodworkers, as laborers, to put this building together, and architects and all of that, but that those people are still here with us. That's right. They're still here with us, supporting KBOO 52 years or 32 years later, depending on when they jumped in. And that's the kind of radio station it is. It's because they had ownership in it, not dollars, not profit, not anything like that. They had ownership in that. They got to have a say about what went on the air, and they got to have the voices of the unheard heard. I know if you've been listening to mainstream news, it can get very frustrating to not hear the truth or to hear. I think there was one pundit the other day that literally went on a rant suggesting that Bernie Sanders Sanders might have people executed in the middle of town square. And that's mainstream media. I'll tell you, that was MSNBC. Kind of crazy, because if you ever paid attention to Bernie Sanders, he's not a violent guy, and he doesn't recommend that. So, you know, you're getting the truth on KBOO, and that makes all the difference to you in your life. I know it does, because things are really hard right now. The number to call to support that radio is 877-500-5266. You know, if you've been tuning into KBOO for very long, some of the longer voices on here are some of our, you know, really important and voices you're really hearing, like Barbara Bernstein. If you've been wanting to hear about what's happening with protest around pipelines and, you know, natural gas projects, she's the one, and she brings it all in for you. That's again at 877-500-5266. And I want to make sure and thank Tim from Albany, Oregon, a long-time term member. And I also want to thank Sherry, I believe it is, from Vancouver, and Ruth from a renewing member from Beaverton. Sherry was a new member. Thank you for joining us and coming into the family. And thank you all who are part of the membership here for becoming members right now. The number to call is 877-500-5266.
A great team of people. One of the people that who was hired was by a committee, of course. This is KBOO. Was Anthony Stoppiello, an architect who had worked with Bob Bailey. Anthony and Bob had worked together at a Will Martin's firm. Bob was on our board of directors, and he kept telling Anthony, "You got to apply for this job. You got the right skills. You know, one of our job requirements was, not only did you need to know how to run a construction scene, but you also had to have a sense of humor." And Anthony had done a lot of hands-on construction stuff with homeowners, with Portland Sun, a nonprofit that taught and lobbied and also wrote manuals, including the Oregon's first solar energy standards. It was a conglomeration of about 10 people. And Anthony and Marty McPhee and Lynn Youngbar were the key people that ran Portland Sun.
I'm Anthony Stoppiello, and I've been involved in KBOO since the mid-70s, and I was the construction coordinator, manager, when we built the stations here at 20 Southeast 8th.
February 1981, on the program guide, Manager Vicki Tempe sends us this communication. KBOO's low-rent lease will run out in roughly 1 year. As a result, we are looking for a new space, hopefully one which will be ours to keep. And then in April of 82, Bob Bailey wrote, talking about this new site, this warehouse, mm-hmm. empty warehouse they had obtained a lease on, "This baby has to grow from an empty warehouse into a real live studio, a real live radio studio in 5.5 months, because I think they were going to lose the lease at Yamhill in August of 82, and so they finally, February 81 to April 82, they finally located a building they might be able to do something with. And in May of 1982, the program guide says Anthony Stoppiello has been hired as a full-time project manager. He brings a strong and varied background in architecture and construction. Wow. So they put out a call for somebody to shepherd this stuff.
And one of the things I'd like to mention before I get into my role, Howard Glazer. He's no longer with us, but he's just a wonderful person. And Howard donated all of his time to design and do the drawings for the facility. And then also through that process, he talked to his electrical and mechanical engineers to create some documents that we could then use, and that was all pro bono work. So Howard was very influential in the beginnings of how this station was going to manifest by asking people that he knows to participate, and that saved us thousands of dollars. Yeah. So I wanted to give
talk a little bit about the scale of what exactly you're describing here, because it's one of the amazing stories of Portland, I think.
Oh boy! Oh,
but
boy.
So you knew Howard from your architecture work.
I knew Howard years before that. In fact, Howard was one of the interviewers when I was hired, and then after the station was completed, Howard and I shared an office in his office up in Northwest Portland. Yeah, just a sweet fellow. He's a good guy.
I had heard an interview recently that Howard was talking about this guy, Anthony Stoppiello, who would be perfect for the job even beforehand.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Well,
Bob
that's
Bailey,
great.
Too. Bob called me up and he said, this might have been, I think the request for proposals came out. And I was ambivalent. And Bob called me up and says, come on. He said, you'd be perfect. You have to come and do this. He said, you know how to do this. You know, you're an architect. You know how to look at buildings and plans and drawings. And you've done a lot of volunteer work, because Bob knew about my Portland Sun work. And we had hundreds of volunteers through that process. So I was very familiar with how to work with people who were volunteering their time to pull something off, you know. But when I was hired, I think it was April. I can't remember. April or May? I don't remember. Somewhere.
Well, they announced it in the May bulletin.
So it must have been sometime in April. And they said, yeah, we have to be out we want to be on the air by the end of July. And I went, whoa, okay. How much money do we have to pull this off? And they said, well, you know, we got $11,000. So I said to myself, that's not very much. How are we going to build this facility with $11,000?
And what was this building like when you first walked
in? Oh, it was
just
an empty warehouse.
Just empty warehouse.
If you've been in the station, if you've been into KBOO, as you approach it, the door on the left was an entry door, and the windows were there, but they were different. But on the right, it was an overhead door. So that's all new. And then when you went inside, there was this sort of warren of small offices, which were not going to work at all according to Howard's drawing. So,
yeah.
And then the rest of the building was open. I think there's a 12-foot ceiling in here, and then we dropped it lower to get ductwork and all that stuff that you need to build a building above the ceiling as you walk into the facility. But it was just bare bones. It was.
So you walk in April, and really around May 1st, you're starting to work here. They have no money. And you have to transform this empty warehouse into a working radio station by August 1st of the same year. So I got a list from the May and June guides of the kind of framing crews they were looking for. They had the framing crew was made up of the alternative service program workers, PCC construction trade program workers, and KBOO volunteers.
Yeah.
Can you describe what it was like to try to organize and manage a workforce like that?
I must give some people some credit. There were three people who worked with me on pulling this off. One was Vicky Tempe, the other was Bob Bailey, and the other was Steve Law. And Steve was a volunteer coordinator, Bob was the board president, and Victoria was the station manager. And Steve had created a situation where it was very easy to get volunteers, the ones that you've mentioned, plus the community service people, the journeyman upgrading a program, and we had radio. So we could ask any time of the day or night to come down and help. And Vicky was the money person. She would go and, you know, back to the board and say this or that or whatever we needed.
With mommy.
It's great to hear these voices from the history, the development of KBOO. Welcome back to our Valentine's Day edition of the Love Without Borders membership drive here at KBOO. It's a short drive, but we're looking for you to help us. And the important thing to remember during this drive is not only does your contribution contribute to the continued growth and functioning of KBOO, but it's matched. We have a beneficiary who is matching every dollar for this three-day drive. So when you think you're giving $5 or $10, you're actually giving $10 or $20. We're going to suggest this time to strive that, you know, when you think about the time of year we're in, what better time than now to think about the highly fashionable KBOO hoodie.
I love that hoodie. It's so warm.
Not only is it warm, but it shows your friends, your neighbors, your community that you are a supporter of your community radio station. So please, for just $25 a month, you can have this bold fashion statement. Give us a call at 877-500-5266. I'm going to repeat that number in case you dropped your pencil and you haven't been able to write it down yet. It's 877-500-5266. Or online at kboo.fm, Or if you're in the neighborhood or can get to the neighborhood, we'd love to see you here at the studio. Come in, meet the members who are supporting the drive on the pitch, on the phone, in the air room. But whatever way you show your support, this is a great time to do it, because every dollar you give is doubled. So please give us a call, 877-500-5266. Or online at kboo.fm. Linda?
That's right. You can go to kboo.fm/give. You know, there are, that's a good place to see all of the swag that KBOO has available to people is online. But we're talking about our hoodie, which is one of our, I think it's probably our best swag for this season for sure, because it's really warm and it's got the KBOO tower and KBOO right on the front. And then again, repeated on the back with it. I love it because I love to be warm in the winter. I'm sure you do too. You've been listening to KBOO, and I'll give you that number to call, 877-500-5266. The show that's been on has been talking about, it's our history, it's KBOO's, it's a dive into KBOO's history. 38 years ago today, we moved into this building, and you've been hearing people who were there 38 years ago and helped organize, sort of like herding cats, how the whole building got turned into this amazing thing with all these studios and our huge music library. When we talk about grassroots, you know, people use that phrase a lot, but literally, Portland, here in Portland, KBOO is the grassroots radio station that came out of Portland, that Portland made, and you're hearing the voices on air because they still support KBOO. So whether you've loved KBOO for 40 years or only for, you know, the last 40 days, this is the perfect time. Valentine's Day, love beyond borders. If you have a border of how much money you like to give, let's go beyond it. You know, the hoodie is $25 a month. For many people, that's very easy to do. You know, that's like the amount they spend on a few coffees in the week. And it's $300, or it can be gotten for just $300 one-time donation. Now, my daughter, she always likes to do the one-time. She doesn't want to be a member. She just wants to support. We definitely would love you to call in with a $300 contribution, and we'd get you that hoodie as well. So just take a moment right now. The number is easy. It's 877-500-5266, or you can go online at kboo.fm/give. When you're online, you can see all the swag that you can get. But if you call, you can hear about it from our wonderful phone answerers.
And what better time than right now? You can hear the phones ringing in the background, but we still have a couple of volunteers who are waiting to talk to you. And remember, if you make that commitment of $25 a month for the hoodie, you're actually ensuring that the station receives $50 a month.
Because that's right, because of the matching dollars.
And this is so important to us. So please pick up the phone, give a call, 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO.
Double the money you give to KBOO because of the match. Call now.
A committee hired Anthony to do the work. He was the one who actually oversaw the construction and said, this is what we're going to do during the next 10 days. Bob Bailey was our liaison with all of the jurisdictions. You know, if we had an issue about the property line with our neighbor, you know, he's the person who would go and talk to those folks. He was the person who would talk to the city. Another key person, absolutely key, was Steve Law, who was our volunteer coordinator at the time. And one of the things that Steve did that was just fabulous was he worked out a relationship with the courts and with people who were on community service. So a lot of the stuff you're looking at here was laid by people, like the flooring was all laid by people doing community service work.
So every week we'd have a meeting.
Every Monday morning.
Yeah, was it Monday mornings?
Every Monday, we would get together, the four of us. So I was in charge of the money. How much money do we have left? Oh, we only have, you know, another $18,000. That's enough to buy lumber for and materials for the next 10 days. Anthony would be telling us what we needed to have to make the job go forward. Steve would be getting the people, and Bob would be smoothing the way wherever it needed to be smoothed. So it was the highest synergistic, crazy, wonderful time pulling off this building. And George Page, rest in peace, had a lot to do with making it happen, because he'd come in on his Saturday show and we didn't have any bathrooms. You had to go out to a porta potty, and some people complained about that, and George used it as a selling point. You want your people having to go out in the rain to hit a porta potty that now has to have a padlock on it because it was used for some interesting things going on between the ladies of the neighborhood. And so he drew in a lot of money by using that as a ploy, so to speak. It gives me kind of chills up and down my spine thinking that we pulled it off. Now, I was driven by total abject fear because, to me, KABU is such an important institution. It has evolved in many ways since 82, for sure. But to me, having this kind of medium is part of the reason Portland is what it is. And people will say, oh, yeah, Portland, the Beirut of the Northwest. But it's beyond that. We used to broadcast city council live. That meant if there was a major issue going on, you could get up from your workplace and say, okay, it takes me 20 minutes to get to City Hall. I can testify on that issue that's going to come up in 40 minutes. You know, KABU did some stuff to empower the civic activism of the community about all kinds of stuff, land use issues. I mean, downtown Portland would be, never mind, far different. Mm-hmm. When I look back on it, I was actually frightened that we would go bankrupt because KABU almost went bankrupt when they moved downtown to First and Yamhill from Belmont. My first volunteer work with KABU was loading records to go from Belmont to First and Yamhill. So it was underfunded. That's one of the reasons the landlord didn't want to keep us. You know, when the 5-year lease was up, there was a lien against the building downtown because we owed Par Lumber. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff like that happened. So we were cash and carry building this structure. Mm-hmm. We never took on any debt. We had a 5-year lease option, and Dave Kies, who had been the treasurer for quite a while, he and I both had this attitude that, no, we're not going to run a tab at a lumber yard. We're not going to do, if we don't have the money in the bank, we're not buying it. So we survived that. And so that was good. And then when Harriet Baskus became the manager, after a couple of years after I left, she negotiated a loan with, I think it was the Jackson Foundation, to basically paid off the mortgage totally. So we now owned it. And then the foundation allowed KABU to pay back the money over a period of years with no interest. Harriet's a very savvy woman, let me tell you. And she was also the person whom we hired to start KMUN. There was a group of people in Astoria who wanted a station. They came to KABU and asked for help getting it launched. KABU applied for the construction permit and the grants that would pay for the equipment. And then on just a couple days' notice, Kay Bridge and I wrote a grant application to CPB, a women's training grant, to hire Harriet to run that station. It was a 50-50 deal. They give us 50% of the money. The Astoria community raised the other 50%. So that was going on at the same time. So we were building KABU, building KMUN, and without Harriet, I don't know what would happen to me. I've been gone nuts, more nuttier than I am, because she had the skills. She had the radio skills. She had the fundraising background. You know, she really knew how to do community organizing around that kind of project. And she and I would like talk, but I didn't have to do any. You know, Harriet ran with the ball. Uh-huh. So that was happening at the same time. KMUN went on the air, I think, in 83. So it was a terrifically exciting time. And obviously it was scary in some ways too, but wow. When people ask me about working at KABU, I said, it's the best and the worst job I've ever had. Because when it's high, it is so high. You feel so lifted, elevated about the potential of human beings working together. It's just been a trip.
We were able to do it. And really, it's thanks to the community and thousands of people really helping to lift the load to get it done.
While this was happening here, the station was still producing radio out of the old, at Yamhill.
Yes, the KABU was still producing radio out of the station at above Paddy's. And our goal was to get it operational enough here within the station to get the studio core done so that we could start putting in equipment and get this thing up and running well enough so that all we had to do was flip a switch, turn off Patty's, and turn on the new studio. And we were able to do that, even though a lot of the rest of the building was not yet done. So, right. Yeah, it was a juggling act. And I'm really happy that it worked out, and I'm really thrilled to look around and see it lives still.
Pretty interesting history. You know, for somebody who's only been a volunteer here for 4 years, it is interesting to watch how the station evolved, how the first 52 years evolved, how 38 years ago we moved into this building, how it all came together. My name is Ray. I want to welcome you back to the Valentine's Day edition of the Love Without Borders 3-day membership drive. We're asking you to show your support, show your love for your community radio station, KBOO, and give us a call at 877-500-5266, or you can go online to kboo.fm, or if you like, and we would actually prefer, we'd love to meet you, you can stop in here at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, but whichever way you choose to do it, this is your opportunity to show your support. And as a special incentive during this 3-day drive, every dollar committed by members will be matched. We have a beneficiary who's committed to 3 days worth of matching to all the donations, so this is the time to show your support.
Wow, 3 days, double your money. It's so great. I really want to thank the person who did that anonymously. We really appreciate them. And show your appreciation. Call in today. You know, I would love it if one of you called in with the $300 amount and got your KBOO hoodie. You could do it at $25 a month, but you could just do it as a one-time $300. That's a great way to do it, too.
And it's a cool day out there. Not only would you be comfortable and warm, but you would be demonstrating to your friends, your family, your neighbors, your community that you are a supporter of your community radio station, KBOO. You know, cuts in funding could harm local station, and our syndicated programming depends on your support to continue to bring shows like Flashpoints and Democracy Now! That you all look forward to so much in the morning. So please take this opportunity, pick up the phone, give a call, 877-500-5266. We're suggesting $25 a month for the fashionable and warm KBOO hoodie, and $25 a month, or as Linda said, $300 one time if you prefer not to have that monthly tag to your checking account or your credit card. But whichever way you choose to do it, this is the time. Pick up the call, allow your support, allow your membership dollars to be doubled, and give us a call, 877-500-5266. And we have a thank you. We have Stuart, a new monthly member who loves KBOO from Corbett, Oregon.
Yay,
time for some cowbell. Thank you so much for calling, Stuart. And we're asking others to join Stuart and give a call during this, you know, this retrospective, this historical perspective on KBOO, how we've gotten to where we are today, our first 52 years, our first 38 years in this building. We want to continue to build on that. And to do that, we need your support. So please call 877-500-5266, online, kboo.fm, or in person at 20 Southeast 8th. Whichever way you choose to do it, please do it now. And again, one more time for that number.
It's 877-500-5266.
Think about your own life and the stability of where you live and the having a home to go home to, and it helps to shape your identity. One of the things that we really liked about this particular building when we were shopping for a building to buy was its central location. It was really in the heart of the community, even though at that time Southeast 8th and just off between Burnside and Ankeny was kind of a backwater. Today, I think that decision has been really validated by how central it really is to the entire community here, the built community and the community of interest.
And you showed me some covers of the KBOO program guides from around that time.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about what those were and how you were involved with those guide covers?
Sure. We did because of the design of the building was fairly abstract and people couldn't really see what it was that we were going to be doing. I did several covers for the program guide. One was, I think the first one we did was a schematic drawing of like they like to say, an artist's conception of the proposed building at KBOO. So it showed the facade of the building, kind of what it would look like, and that was one of them. Showed the street trees and somebody with a bicycle out front, all of that. Another one we did was the actual artist's schematic of the building floor plan, but on it we put the cost to build this studio, the studio next to us, each of the offices, what the costs were, so people could get a sense of what it was that we were building and where their money was going to build those these facilities. Did a couple others, fundraising type ones. We were taking the slogan, one square foot, buy one square foot. So I made a square foot design and put that on the cover. And then I think at a subsequent one, we had a number of those square feet dancing happily together as they were at the dance.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah,
it was fun.
So the Oregon Arts Commission gave you $9,000. First Interstate Bank gave you $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
Meyer and Frank donated $500.
Wow.
You had some major donor gifts of, you know, $12,500. And the rest of the $100,000 that you had in cash to this whole project came from small donations members and, community members.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing. It was really amazing. Yeah, because Vicki was like, she was the person, then, you know, she was the money person. Said, well, we got, you know, $500. Oh, we got another $300. We got $1,000. We got and it just kept coming in.
KBOO was coming from a position of being absolutely broke with a lien on the property at Yamhill that they had to pay off, and managed to raise this all basically from scratch.
Yeah, that board decision was a very good decision. And again, we had radio. So we could pitch and pitch and pitch, and that's what we did. We just, and people stepped up. The community just said, hey, and we want a new facility. Here we come.
And the scale of it, not only Myron Frank's $500, but also you ended up with what Howard Glaser called a $250,000 building in 1982, and you spent $100,000 for it, which meant $150,000. More than half of it came from volunteer labor
And I don't remember what, I was paid. I don't remember how much, what my final payment was, but I was hired, and
that was quite a job description. Whether it described what you actually had to do or not, that was quite a, task.
Steve Law used to call me the loving slave driver, because I had the attitude, and I still have this attitude, that if you volunteer, if you say you're going to volunteer for any organization, doesn't matter what it is, that organization now is depending on you to come because they may have set something up for you to do that now is critical to a piece of the pie, so to speak. So I was tough on some volunteers who didn't show when we needed them.
When you got supplies on hand, then you needed to get that piece done before you could do the next.
This one fellow, we had a pile of stuff we had to take to the landfill. Who knows how much of it would go to the landfill today, but we had a good pickup load, and we were expecting a load of lumber in its place, so, you know, that overhead door, so we wanted to get that out and get that in, and the volunteer who was going to come on a Monday didn't show up. I was like, oh man, now what? So I hustled around as quick as I could, got somebody with a pickup, somebody knew somebody who called, made a phone call, you know, that kind of stuff. And we finally got the stuff out. And next day or 2 days later, the guy comes with his pickup. And I went, well, dude, where were you when we needed you? Just because you're a volunteer and you're not getting paid doesn't mean you're not an integral part of pulling this thing off. So that's where Steve used to call me the loving slave driver. Because
I think that's
awfully
gentle.
And then the other thing about the RFP, it said I had to have a sense of humor. That was one. That was another one that a piece of criteria.
Well, picked the right guy for that.
Well, yeah. It was it was an amazing. Every time I come in here, I just look around and go, oh, I remember that. Look up and I see certain things. I mean, it hasn't changed that much. The equipment has changed for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, what's a turntable? I mean, that whole thing is different. But the basic layout of the facility, and then I don't know how many hours we spent building the record library. And it was records.
Yes.
It was vinyl records, folks.
LPs.
Oh, my goodness.
78s probably as well.
Oh, some 78s, mostly 33s. And, you know, and now you go back in the record library and
it's quite a sight of a different kind, but quite a sight. Just an incredible thing. So on September 15th of that year, 1982, the board said, we have to stop construction because we don't have any money.
Right.
So once again, the sort of cash and carry. There wasn't a restroom. The ductwork and roof work wasn't done.
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take you after September to get funded and get that whole thing done?
I don't remember. I don't remember. I took a trip. Okay, here goes. Victoria and I took a trip.
Yes.
We went to Santa Fe and all that. And I think when we came back from that, we started construction. That's vague. And how long it took us, maybe... it was much simpler to build the offices than it was to build back here in the studio. But I don't remember, Gene, how long that took. I was probably in a daze after.
And while you were gone, you missed the first Boo
Ball,
which was October 30th, 1982. Right. It was a, quote, Boo Ball, unquote, construction benefit.
Yeah, right. That's so, exactly right. Right. Raise some money. And we were off in the Southwest. I mean,
waiting for lumber.
Well, just chilling out at some level because it was intense. It was a very intense.
That's an incredible time frame.
Yeah. I didn't think we were going to pull it off when I was hired. I mean, I figured we had the skills, but I was. I'm still to this day amazed how many people actually came forward to help put this thing together.
Good morning. This is Linda Olson-Osterlund here, and I'm here with Ray. We're talking to you about becoming a member of KBOO. You've been listening to the love story of KBOO, how we got into the building we're in today. It really is a love story, and our theme for this drive is love beyond borders, because one of the things that KBOO absolutely does is tear down the phony borders that have been put up to divide people across the world. And we work hard at that, and I think you know we do, because we do it with love and enjoyment as well, even though it is hard work, just like the people who built this building, the inside of this building that we're in. So please take a moment to show your appreciation. Be one of the heroes that is KBOO. You know, when it all gets counted in the end, KBOO is very, very important in this country and in the world, because independent media is being crushed everywhere. So just, you know, pick up your phone right now and call us at 877-500-5266. We've been suggesting that you give $25 a month, and that's a one-time pledge of $300 to get our wonderful winter hoodie. But maybe you're not a hoodie wearer. There's tons of swag. You can go on the web to look and see what's possible for you to get from KBOO. But I invite you to call and become a member right now if you've never been a member, or renew your membership. Maybe you want to up it just a dollar or two a month. I've decided to do that for this time. I'm just going to up it $1 a month. I have it already up near as high as I can, but I know that the $1 a month makes a difference, and I also know that I'm lending in. I'm joining in with something important, and that makes me feel good. So feel good with me. It's 877-500-5266.
You know, Linda, the interesting thing I just heard in that segment there was Gene Bradley saying that when they were soliciting funds for the building, they suggested fund a square foot. Fund one square foot of the building.
Oh, wow, that's a great idea.
And then he pointed out that, you know, KBOO was funded by small donors. Kind of sounds like Bernie to me. So, you know, there's a kindred spirit there. And we're asking you to join in the spirit and give us a call at 877-500-5266 and show your love without borders for your community radio station, KBOO. We're here. We want to be here for another 52 years. We want to stay in this building another 32 years and continue, or 38 years, and continue to enhance the structure, enhance the facilities, enhance your hearing and listening enjoyment, and your education, your update on the important news of the day that you're not getting from commercial radio. So give a call, 877-500-5266. And I think Linda has another one to thank.
Yes, I want to thank Anne from Southwest Portland. She's a renewing member. Yay, Anne. Thank you for renewing your membership. Thank you for being steadfast with KBOO. You know, you're the people that make the difference. You listening right now, you make the difference because you care about what's happening in the world and you want to do something about that. actually giving your dollars to KBOO is doing something with it. I'm not saying don't do a whole lot more or different or other, because we like to report on what you do, actually. But I'm saying that just becoming a member of KBOO, just giving it money, isn't just anything. It's allowing the truth to be heard all over the country, all over the world, because KBOO.FM is heard all over the world, and we get calls from people all over the world. So you know, relish that. Relish that you're part of this community radio station. We don't have one like this in Seattle. We don't have very many like this all over the country anymore. You make a difference with your dollars. You get that voice out there. 877-500-5266. You know, Ray said, we're doing it like Bernie. We take the small donors. We want lots of you. And, you know, we can't and we don't endorse any particular candidate. That's because we're on radio. But I will say that you aren't going to hear the lies you hear about Bernie. Here, you're going to hear the truth about Bernie and the other candidates, and you're going to, I know you love that. That's partly why you turn in, or maybe the whole reason you turn in is you're sick of hearing lies on regular radio and
on regular commercial radio.
That's right. So give us a call right now, 877-500-5266. Your dollars really do make a difference. Show your love on this Valentine's Day for KBOO.
And it's important for this short 3-day drive to bear in mind that every dollar you commit as a member is matched by another beneficiary. So think about that. Regardless of how much you put in every month, there is somebody out there who's so supportive of KBOO that they will match every dollar during this 3-day drive. So
double your dollars. We don't want billionaires, but we do appreciate people who can give large amounts to have you incentivized to become a member yourself.
And this is the time to do it. So pick up the phone, give a call, 877-500-5266. Again, 877-500-KBOO or 5266, whichever. I see one of our volunteers is not busy. They're waiting for your call. So this is your chance to call in, 877-500-5266. Or if you'd prefer, online at kboo.fm. But whichever way you choose to do it, now's the time to show your love for your community radio station and be part of the greater community of volunteers that keeps KBOO on the air, keeps KBOO vibrant, and keeps the truth coming out to you on a regular basis. So
$300. I was just going to say $300 is a great amount. That's stuck in my head. I know there's someone out there thinking, I could give $300. Should I? Yes, please do right now. 877-500-5266. Now back to the love story of how KBOO got built.
You and Anthony, you know, later became married, and you met during this process, is that right?
We met during this process. Well, since you bring it up, I will tell the truth. So there was a committee. Howard Glazer, Bob Bailey, and my former husband were the search committee to review all of the proposals that came in from architects and general contractors to be our construction manager. And of course, Bob had been talking about Anthony for a year or so, saying, oh, I know the perfect guy for the job, perfect guy for the job. And it turns out Anthony, about a year before we got into this process, called and talked to me about, hey, I hear you need a da-da-da-da-da. And I said, well, you're ahead of the game. We don't have a building yet. I'll take down your information and so on. And I hung up the phone and said, Turns out that we both had had this reaction in our telephone call. And so he talked to me on the phone, and then every time I was on the air trying to hustle money for KBOO, it was like, why is this woman's voice stopping me in my tracks? So he started working, and of course we worked together for a number of weeks when I just accosted him on a park bench. He and I were eating bag lunches in Chapman Square, and I said, do you have this effect on everyone, just some people, or just me? And he gave me a BS answer. And I thought, oh boy, Victoria, why did you do that? Or Vicky, you know. And then we went to a frozen yogurt stand to get a dessert. And I was taking out my money to pay. And he said, I'll get this one. You get the next one. So when I realized I had fallen like a ton of bricks for this guy from New Jersey, I told my husband, Damon Tempe, And long story short, Damon's reaction was, you cannot tell anybody about this. You and I and Anthony need to be the only people who know about this emotional thing that's going on, because remember, my former husband was a psychologist, a clinical psychologist. He said, people will not trust that you, Vicki, will have the integrity to make decisions in the best interest of the station when it comes to managing Anthony's work, because he works for you. And so for months, this love affair was under wraps. Two people figured it out, Kay Bridge and Sheila Rubin. Sheila went away on a vacation, and she came back 2 weeks later, and she said, wow, Vicki's really happy. And then she starts scanning the environment. Now, Sheila is now a psychotherapist and said, aha, the only changed element is this Anthony Stop Yellow person. So she figured it out. That August when, you know, the dust had settled, we had moved in here with like 30 seconds off the air, you know, transfer of control from downtown. Then I felt that I could tell people what was up. Most of the people were oblivious, you know. Really? I can't believe that. Yeah. So we were a couple for about 6 years, and then we got married in 1988. And so here we are, very, very, very happy together. And of course, there's a lot of love. You know, that could be a whole segment of the KBOO history.
Yes, it
love
could.
Life at KBOO.
Yes, it could.
I can think of lots and lots of people. I mean, and I don't care what your gender preference is, I can find a couple who met at KBOO.
Being a volunteer at KBOO was really important in helping me be a better member of the Portland community, I think, when we lived here. It really helped give me a sense of what it takes to make radio. You don't just turn it on and it comes out magically. There's a lot that goes on with it. It gave me an appreciation for the production work, whether it's on the public affairs programming, the passion that the music programmers bring to their stuff. It really helped me appreciate and understand all that. And I was always really glad that despite the stress and the hard work of trying to get this building built, it was so valuable to me to be part of something that really embedded me in the community and gave me a home in some ways.
This institution has been so important to me. I have no children. I have no biological children. If there's anything that I could look back at on my deathbed and say, wow, that's something good I contributed to the world, it was me helping KBOO live and thrive.
And it gave me a better sense of just what it takes for an organization like this to sustain itself. These things don't come out of thin air. They take people's engagement, they take money, they take effort, they take planning, and that's true of any human institution, and KBOO really helped me understand that.
So I think that was just a brilliant summary right there. This is what it takes for organizations like this to sustain itself. And this is what we need from you, our members and volunteers, to help sustain us. Take this opportunity, pick up the phone, and give a call. It's especially important during this short 3-day drive because we have a matching beneficiary who's matching every dollar that's contributed by members during this drive, whether you're renewing, whether you're a new member, whether you're upping your membership by a dollar or two a month, whatever you do is doubled. So please call 877-500-5266. Please do it now. Again, that number is 877-500-5266, and help keep your community radio station strong. Keep our voice in your ear, whether it's public affairs, culture and arts, music, whatever the programming, and the incredible variety of programming that you won't find anywhere else only comes from KBOO, your volunteer-driven community radio station. What do you think, Linda?
I think that it's amazing how wonderful KBOO is, and to be here as a volunteer, being able to talk to you about becoming part of it. We've had one person call in and talk about they knew this love story. They were here firsthand back when KBOO was being built, and they're so happy and grateful to have it still be here. Maybe that's you, or maybe you're only hearing about KBOO's love story and how we came to be and how we came to build this building for the first time. Either way, I think you appreciate related. And our theme for this mini membership drive is Love Beyond Borders, a perfect theme for KBOO. Take a moment right now, show your love, show your ooey gooey love, or your
whatever kind of love.
I was thinking of a chocolate cake at that moment because it is Valentine's. 877-500-5266 is the number to dial. You know, there's many people out there who have been very generous, and in fact, everybody who becomes a member of KBOO is being generous with their money. Whatever amount you choose to give is the right amount for you, and it makes the difference. We are like Bernie. We want many with lesser amounts than, you know, a billionaire or a millionaire who could fund us into eternity. So we really do want you, because this is a membership organization and a volunteer organization, and we call on you as members to make decisions about who's on the board and the direction of KBOO. You have a very real role if you want it. Become a member right now today, and I will say at the $300 a year or $25 a month level, 877-500-5266. Join all the people who've been calling in this morning. It's been a real party here, and we want to keep that going.
And so let's do that number one more time before the top of the hour, Linda. We want folks to call 877-500-5266. And thank you so much.
You're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. The time is 9 a.m. It's time for Radio Zine. KBOO's Layla Kanan and Jenka Soderberg speak with filmmaker Abby Martin about her film, Gaza Fights for Freedom.
KBOO would like to give a special thank you to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Fried Egg I'm in Love, located at 3549 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard and in Pioneer Square at 780 Southwest Broadway. For more information, go to friedeggiminlove.com. Lunch was provided by Little River Cafe, located in downtown Portland at 315 Southwest Montgomery Street. Serving food made from fresh ingredients, Little River Cafe is open for breakfast and brunch daily from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Dinner was provided by Den Nicolas, located at 3520 Southeast Powell Boulevard. Den Nicolas is an authentic Italian restaurant and has been a Portland institution for over 40 years. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 1-877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm/give right now. Thank you very much.